Senator John McCain of Arizona is introducing a new bill intended to expand opportunities for public service. McCain's bill anticipates a new volunteer corps to assist the new Office of Homeland Security. He proposes a substantial increase in the AmeriCorps program, creating support for 250,000 volunteers each year. And Senator McCain calls for a new way to serve in the volunteer military. The senator joins us now from his office on Capitol Hill. Senator McCain, welcome.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's nice to be back with you.
Tell me about this proposal for a new kind of military service, sir.
Well, let me just say in a campaign that I conducted for president that I found that young Americans want to serve the country. They are dedicated to the proposition that there are causes to serve greater than one's self-interest, and I began working with Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana on this issue many months ago. The events of September 11th have, I think, highlighted the need to allow people to serve the country. Basically, the bill is as you described. It expands AmeriCorps to 250,000 members. It links it to Homeland Defense. There'll be many, many functions that'll have to be taken care of: protection of our reservoirs, nuclear power plants, etc. And other, you know, very important missions can be carried out. It's all an effort to expand the ability of young Americans to serve their community and their nation.
The president's spokesman said this afternoon that he felt there were positive aspects to your proposal for AmeriCorps. Do you expect to have his approval for this if it passes?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think the president would be approving. How enthusiastic their approval and support will be, I think, remains to be seen. Clearly, we will be soliciting their support.
Senator McCain, the charge to Governor Tom Ridge when he took on the Office of Homeland Security was very serious, and in the weeks since, it's grown still more serious.
Yes.
Because of anthrax and the possibility of smallpox and the possibility of some sort of nationwide health crisis. You are proposing to give him the help of volunteers. Do you think that's adequate?
Well, I think it will help. I think that we've got a lot of work that needs to be done by our active duty, our guard and reserve units that we already have. I don't think anyone believes that we have enough yet, and I would hope that this would help in addressing the present challenge. And yes, I remember President Kennedy's inauguration of the Peace Corps and how successful that program, as well as AmeriCorps, has been, despite certain skeptics, of which I count myself, has been an enormously successful program, and I think it should be expanded to have more young Americans have that opportunity.
You wrote about the opportunity to serve in an article which appeared in the New York Times this morning, and you said in that article that national service should one day be a rite of passage for young Americans. Are you thinking of the days when every young man in this country was subject to the draft? Should those days come back in some new kind of way, some new form?
I don't think we should go back to the draft, but I do believe that we should provide them with an opportunity to serve. And again, I think that it's wonderful to serve in the military. I take no greater pride in any part of my life than serving the military, but I also think that people who serve their country and people of other nations as they do in the Peace Corps is just as valuable in many respects and just as personally rewarding. I've met many people who have served in the military, served in the Peace Corps, and now serve in AmeriCorps who will say that was the most rewarding period of their lives.
Senator McCain, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Senator John McCain of Arizona. Senator McCain, with Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, is introducing new legislation calling for increased opportunities for public service.